Welcome to the Left of the Bang Mindfulness Podcast Series. I am Navy Lieutenant Commander Courtney Pullman Turner, clinical psychologist. The views expressed in this podcast are a reflection of my clinical training and experience. Today I'm going to talk to you about some strategies that you can employ in and out of the work environment to manage difficult relationships. Every day we're managing multiple relationships both at home and at work. And in the civilian world, individuals have at least some measure of control over the individuals that they're working with. If you don't like the people you're working with and it's really that bad, you can just put in a 2-week notice as a civilian. Or if it's terrible, you can just walk out. Obviously, as military, we are sometimes forced to continue working closely with those that either we dislike or with whom we just have a great deal of difficulty relating and working alongside. These relationships can lead to increased stress and anxiety in the workplace that you can sometimes end up carrying home to your family or your personal life after working hours. And that can in turn lead to problems in your personal relationships and just your general well-being. Over time, the stress of these relationships can really have a negative impact. There's a couple of strategies that we typically employ automatically that are maybe not the most effective over the long term. For myself, I know that when I was a young ensign, avoidance of the person was my favorite strategy for managing difficult relationships. As I became a bit more senior and had more confidence and definitely more responsibility, I would often attempt to change the person in question or somehow control the entire situation to minimize the extent to which I felt negatively impacted by the individual's behavior and/or personality. While these behaviors had varying degrees of effectiveness in the short term, they both had very poor long-term effectiveness. So when we can't change a situation or avoid it forever, and we can't change the person or their behavior, we still have the power to change our own experience and to reduce the negative impact that others are having on us. I know personally speaking that mindfulness has had a positive impact on my ability to manage these types of difficult relationships. But I wanted to look at the research a little bit to see if we could figure out why. The majority of research on mindfulness training up to this point has actually focused on just determining that mindfulness has benefits in general. Since there's now fairly abundant research that shows benefits to practicing mindfulness, some researchers have started to turn their attention toward the theories about how mindfulness imparts these benefits. One theory currently being proposed is the Monitor and Acceptance Theory, or MAT for short. So this theory proposes that mindfulness practice benefits us by helping us learn how to notice what is actually going on. That's the monitoring piece. And we spent a lot of time focusing on that in this podcast series. And according to the MAT theory, mindfulness also teaches us how to accept the present moment. And that acceptance piece is key because this is what allows us to be less emotionally reactive when we are in a distressing situation. So MAT theory views this acceptance as an emotional regulation skill, and that skill can be very useful in reducing the stress that occurs from both our internal experience, primarily our thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations, as well as our external experience, which can include work environment, the relationships within that work environment, as well as a number of other factors. So from the perspective of the monitor and acceptance theory, how can we apply mindfulness to difficult relationships in the workplace to make our lives better? Relationships are complex, and there's no single solution to every relationship struggle that you experience in the workplace. However, managing difficult relationships can be somewhat easier if we first accept the situation or the person for how they are. Acceptance in this context involves being willing to experience the situation or the person without trying to change them, avoid them, or otherwise control them. I'm sure some of you are cringing right now because this sounds like surrendering or giving in or letting someone break the rules. But when I say you accept the person or the situation, that doesn't mean that you have to be okay with the situation or approve of how the individual interacts with you or how they do their job. And it doesn't mean that you can't continue to administer appropriate consequences if the situation calls for it. So acceptance would only mean that you stop expecting a different experience with the individual. And that's going to allow you to avoid emotional reactivity every single time they engage in the behavior that you find problematic. For example, if you work with someone who is chronically late, you may have threatened them with counseling chits, given them counseling chits, given them EMI, yelled at them, complained about them to the chain of command, a number of things. Acceptance doesn't mean that you take away any of those consequences for the tardy individual. Our goal with acceptance is just to change your internal experience of these events. When you accept that he or she will continue to behave in this way, you're able to stop taking that behavior so personally, and you are less distracted by the inappropriate behavior, even while you continue to administer the appropriate consequences. This type of acceptance allows us to turn our energy toward dealing with the situation as it is, instead of spending precious energy on feeling aggravated or frustrated or hurt or whatever the emotion is for the situation. It's going to be easier for you to accept some things than it is for you to accept others, but practicing acceptance can help rid you of judgment-clouding emotions and give you back the mental clarity and energy that you need to find a workable solution. So today I'm going to walk you through an acceptance-focused mindfulness exercise that might help you start to become aware of things in your life that you're resisting that are causing an increase in your experience of tension and stress. So as I've said before, you want to do this ideally in a place where you're unlikely to be disturbed, you have relative quiet, and you're not driving, trying to do anything else at the same time. So beginning by settling yourself into a comfortable seated position, or you can do this laying down. You want to make sure that you're sitting upright enough to get in a good deep breath if you're sitting. And just beginning with a few deep breaths with your eyes still open, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Feeling your body sink further into the chair or whatever surface you've chosen to rest upon. Letting your eyes look forward with a soft focus as you breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And on the next out-breath, letting your eyes fall gently closed. Beginning to notice the feel of the surface beneath you. Observing any sensations in your body. Noticing any areas of tightness or ease. Noticing any sounds in the room around you. Just observing. Now letting yourself ask the question, who or what are you resisting in your life right now? Noticing what thoughts, what emotions come up for you when you ask yourself this question. When your mind is distracted or pulled away, just noticing that you've lost your focus, acknowledging the thought or the feeling that pulled you away, and once again asking yourself the question, who or what in my life am I resisting right now? Noticing what thoughts or feelings come up for you. Perhaps an image of a person, a memory about a situation. Just noticing. Not judging, not trying to change how you think or feel. Just asking yourself, who or what am I resisting in my life right now? And as always, when your mind is distracted, not judging it, just noticing and bringing your attention back to that question of who or what are you resisting in your life right now? Taking a moment now to let go of your focus on that question, letting go of any particular focus, and just letting your mind do whatever it is that your mind wants to do right now. If your mind wants to think or worry or dream or be still, whatever it is, just let your mind do that thing. Beginning to notice the feel of your body on whatever surface you're resting upon, becoming aware again of the weight of your body, the feel of your feet flat on the floor, or your body supported as you lie down. Beginning to notice the sounds in the room around you. Becoming more aware of the feel of the space around you. And gradually, in your own time, when you're ready, gently opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room. Knowing that as you continue to practice this meditation, you can become more aware of what and who you're resisting in life, and make more mindful choices about whether or not it is serving you to continue resisting in this way.